Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, sorry about that, but I got knocked off.
No.
So this is playing or did the show drop? Okay. I looked at it there. Wait a minute. Either I hung up on myself or I got dropped. But anyway, welcome to the team of Days of Our Lives. We're having technical difficulties as usual on this crazy podcast. As usual. Anyway. Let's just get on with the show now. So, hi, Anna. Anna's with us tonight. Welcome back, Anna.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. So you can follow. You can follow us on our blog at www.divadole. We're on Diva of Days on Twitter and also on Facebook. And you can follow us on iTunes. And a shout out to Bob and Amy Hapka. And you can follow me. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at @mama_hooch, and Anna's at @CauseyHooch, and Diva of Dole and Rose of the Briar. And so it's me and Anna tonight, I think. I don't know
that's
if anyone
right.
else
yep.
is making it. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And by the way, just in case the Hapkas are listening, not that they would dare call in or anything, because I mean it's only been what a year, but not that we're
a year
or anything, but. No, but I did want to do a little trash talking because my Chiefs play Bob's Bills tomorrow, so I need to put a friendly wager down. I think.
Oh,
so anyway.
The Chiefs and who the Bills?
Yeah.
Buffalo
and the Bills.
Oh,
yeah. So anyway, so see,
okay.
we talk Days of Our Lives, football, GH. You know, all kind.
GH.
It depends on the time of year, right?
Yeah. I don't know who my Steelers are playing tomorrow. I don't know.
So anyway, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Well, we could start with Friday since that is fresh on our mind.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah. Did you want to go first or you want me to bitch about big things? So we all hate?
I can't imagine why you'd want to bitch. We did have a Kate day on Friday for a change. It's been a little bit of a Kate drought. We got spoiled there for a while with all the Cammy and, Collide stuff. And I don't know, she wasn't on very much this week. I think maybe Friday. Let's see. So Kate is approached by Victor for some reason. I missed some episodes, so maybe there's a reason that I'm just not aware of. But basically, Victor approached her and said, "Hey, I think you need to dump the Mira Enterprises and come back to run Mad World." And
right.
she was like, "Oh no, that's okay. I think I'll stay CEO of the Mira Enterprises. Thank you." But so they had a nice talk, but I mean he was trying to move her apparently back to Mad World. Now I don't know. Do you think that was an act that they're trying to set the stage for Victor and Stefano to go after each other? I don't know because
later she talked
to Chad.
Chad, right? And there was something about Victor, you know.
Yeah,
she did think something about Victor was going to step in or something. So are they plotting?
Yeah,
and then can we trust Chad, though, too?
Yeah,
Is he playing Kate? Is he really for his...
Yeah, I don't
know. Against his father, or is he playing Kate with his father? So that's kind of...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just, Billy Flynn
but
did a good job of keeping us guessing.
Back. Yeah.
What's that?
I think Stefano is coming back.
Oh, okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah, that would be interesting to see Victor. And,
yeah, but
it
sounds like maybe they're setting the stage for Victor to be back to his badass days or something. I don't know, because she made it sound like, you know, his biggest adversary, Victor, was going to go up against Stefano so somehow. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where all that's going, but I thought it was interesting anyway. And so who knows? I mean, I'd like to think that Kate's ahead of the game on all fronts so that, I mean, it certainly is not the first time around the block for her. So I think she's right to be skeptical of Chad, but it is interesting that they do have – they've always had a good relationship. So, you know, so let's hope that they're both on the up and up with each other. But, I you know, I'm sure she's playing some cards under the table just to make sure. So, but I kind of wondered if the meeting with Victor was – actually a setup that they did to meet publicly to have that conversation so that she could then tell Chad, so that then if he's, you know what I mean, if he's going back
right.
playing both sides and goes back to Stefano, you know, I don't know, but.
Right, yeah, she could be, or she could
came,
be playing Chad too, you know.
Yeah,
because
I
don't know.
Yeah, because I thought it was really, didn't it strike you as out of left field for him to suddenly bring up Mad World? Because, I mean, nobody's talked about Mad World for like a year. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
When the scene started, he was sitting there. Did he just happen? He kind of like waved at her. I don't know if he just did it. They make it seem like they just ran into each other, or was he actually wait? It was a planned meeting,
right?
And he was waiting
right.
for her. Yeah,
I don't know.
It kind of looked
but
like that. So
yeah.
There's things like the scene.
Anyway, so. Yeah. So I always like Victor. I always like, you know, always like to see Victor and Kate scenes are fun. So let's see. And then what else? I thought it was interesting. Sure, yeah, Victor was saying stuff about Clyde too. Like he made some comment
about the
banjo.
Your hillbilly boyfriend.
Yeah,
your hillbilly boyfriend.
You need to dump him or something like that. So I thought that was interesting that Victor is now, you know, playing adversary to a Clyde, you know, pairing or whatever. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. And then, let's see, was that all for Kate? I mean, she had scenes with Chad and Victor.
On Friday. And, I don't know if she was on much more during the week. Because because Sammy left last week, and she was on a lot with her.
And
I did like the
so
outfit
good,
she had
right
on.
Right up to the end. Oh, yeah. I like that, too. Yeah.
With a checkered
Things were so good right up to when Sammy left, and then it was kind of like, it's been kind of,
we'll see.
Maybe they're just kind of tying up loose ends. I feel like it's kind of one of those transition times where they're transitioning storylines or something. So.
Well, I have Noe Jammy to talk about now. See?
I know.
Jammy. I know.
Your Jammy corner
boring.
Is empty.
I know. Days is already starting to be boring and just a little bit disgusting lately. Very disgusting.
Oh, what would you be referring to on that?
Oh, the whole, what is it with when everybody gets down and they're depressed and they break up and the next person they see, they have to hop in bed and they go, we'd all be doing it all the time.
I know. I'm gonna say.
I mean, really?
I mean, isn't that what you do when you get depressed? The first person you see, you hop into bed with.
Yeah, you know, Daniel.
I guess
that's
somehow supposed to excuse the behavior somehow. That she was so devastated.
I don't know, and then it's always
devastated.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was just so upset. It shouldn't have happened. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, where's your self?
Please.
I mean, really? Oh, please.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, that was first of all, it was Daniel and Kristen, because Daniel broke up with Jennifer, and then Kristen was all upset about, you know, and why Daniel even went there. That is like disgusting. He's still disgusting. I was just
Did he actually sleep with her?
No, he didn't sleep with her, but he didn't
but
sleep
he went
with
there.
Her.
Yeah.
He went, like even Brady said, but you went there. You know, you even wanted to, like, even rolling over, they were, did everything but, because, they were into it on the bed, rolling around. And I love Nicole's reaction. She goes, ooh, ooh, you touched her. Oh, Daniel, you know, how could you? You know, after what she did it with Aries, you did it with Brady. Ooh, you touched her. And you're like, yeah, Nicole, yeah. Thanks. Like,
that's
Daniel still skeevy. And it's like, oh, he just.
Oh, he's so skeevy. I don't.
Yes, I was just starting to like him. And I'm like, he goes, Kristen, really? Just like a man. I mean, it's like, oh, God, that's stereotypical. Poor men. They're male bashing, you know.
I know.
Really?
Well,
So
JJ had borrowed Daniel's jacket, apparently. And
well,
so,
yeah, I was confused a little bit about that. But, yeah, JJ was
too.
In the apartment, and he had a leave, I guess, to go to the – I guess that's when he left to go to the party. He must have picked up Daniel's jacket, and that was the jacket that Paige saw. Because at first I thought,
right.
Oh, no, she's going to know because
yeah.
she knows JJ's jacket. But I guess that wasn't
uh-huh. –
it was very similar to the one JJ wears.
Right.
But,
okay.
yeah. So, but that's the other disgusting thing. JJ
yeah.
and E. I can't believe
well,
it.
I keep
that
thinking,
was,
you know, here you've got
that was,
her virginal daughter, and I'm thinking, what kind of cooties? I mean, ugh, you know, I'm like, I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, E.
Disappointed
cooties,
in JJ. Disappointed in JJ. That's the mother coming out in
I know.
Me. It's like, you're proclaiming
oh, yeah.
your love for this girl, and you know her mother hates you. What she did to your mother,
idiot,
and you sleep with
yeah.
her. Really?
Right.
I mean,
I know.
Nah,
exactly.
I don't know how the writers can justify this. They're really stretching. You know,
uh-huh.
I don't know, and then
uh-huh.
I don't know, and then Eve too. You know, as much as she hated JJ and wanted to break her daughter up, and it's because JJ was upset. He thought he broke up with Paige, and Eve couldn't get her surgery done. So they're
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's okay to comfort each other, but then, you know,
yeah.
have sex.
Yeah.
Or,
well,
I mean,
did Eve do that on purpose to sabotage JJ? I mean, but she doesn't want, but of course, she doesn't want her daughter to find out, so I guess I don't know.
No, because
like,
I don't know who's
yeah.
the one you can blame the most.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's a man, but yeah, but he's still a young kid. He is an adult.
And that is her daughter.
But she's
a
grown-up. Yeah.
That is her daughter, so she should know, you know. Somebody said that they saw some chemistry with those two. I don't know. I think it's because,
yeah.
I mean, Paige is so sweet and everything, but she's not real expressive or whatever. So I think, but they are really kind of sweet together. They're just kind of a little boring, but, I mean, they're kind of sweet.
That's
but,
the thing. Everyone says how boring they
like,
are, but I think they're still sweet together.
Yeah.
They're not a sweet couple. I don't
young,
want to jump in. I like the Bo and Hope, going back to the days. It took Bo and Hope a long
exactly.
time before they slept together. And
I
they
know,
don't do that
I
anymore.
Know.
They're just sending
the
wrong message to, I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know. I know it's a different world and all, but it's just, please.
But still,
love
it's
down
no
a little bit.
No, so at least
no.
these two have had some buildup and they've had some ups and downs and whatever. And so now
mm-hmm.
for this to be the big monkey, you know, the elephant in the room, oh, geez, you know. And I did think
you know
it was
she'll
kind of
find
fun
out.
The way they played that. Well, yeah, I think it was fun the way they played it, though. I mean, honestly, this is the most interesting I've found Eve to be this whole time because I've found her character
mm-hmm.
to be meaningless and useless so far. But just basically filler, in my opinion. But this is like the most interesting I've actually found that whole story just because of the way they wrote it to be that, you know, Paige is all upset about the fact about, you know, Jack and the whole
mm-hmm.
him raping Kayla thing. And that's what,
mm-hmm.
you know, the double innuendo or double entendre or whatever it is that you know, some of them, they're thinking that it's one thing and it's really another, you know, so like, and then, like, they think, you know, JJ's thinking she's probably, you know, I don't know, like, even JJ are afraid Paige is going to find out now. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know, she thinks she's discovered this big secret and it's not the big secret after all. So,
no,
I mean,
no. Yeah.
That part was kind of interesting, the way they played that. But, and of course, too, they also laid the groundwork because Paige is going to find out that Daniel and Jennifer are broken up forever, and she's going to add two and two together and go, oh, it's because he slept with my mom. You know, so there's
yeah,
that
because that's what she
too.
Thinks. she thinks that Stan slept with her mom. Yeah.
Right, right. So.
Yeah, until somehow he's going to say,
jacket,
oh.
You know.
Yeah, and somehow it's going to slip that Daniel, that J.J. borrowed Daniel's jacket or something. Or she's going to say, I saw your jacket. Or, you know, well, no, I didn't have my jacket. Something.
Somehow
or,
that didn't happen,
yeah. Or the big thing now, on which isn't, this isn't new, this is typical soap. Have you noticed all the overhearing behind the lady overhears John talk about Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
Paige overhears Jennifer and Eve talking about and Jack. Everybody's over, and then Brady walks in and sees. Yes, everybody's discovering, you know. Oh, and then Kristen overhears. Teresa, so funny. Teresa and Anne go, Teresa says, we can't talk here. Let's go where it's more private. So they go deeper into the park, and there's Kristen right behind the trees. I'm there. Really?
Yeah.
Come on. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant with Brady's baby. It's like, shh, don't tell anybody. Yeah. That's what I mean. All, have you noticed that? Everything, every plot line is somebody overhearing something. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't ever get, weren't they going
to
get rid of that? Wasn't there some commentary by Ken Corday or somebody last year, something about how,
that's
or
so
somebody
typical
was joking. Yeah. So
that and talking to yourself and then somebody hearing you talking to yourself.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
But either the doors are always a...
be cathartic and somebody gets it like on General Hospital at the, you know, Brit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or somebody finds a letter.
So I guess that's part of the genre, but it's kind of silly. But
but it's like being used a lot in every storyline.
Yeah.
On day right now.
So,
Did you see the Kristen now? I guess what she's going to do is, I guess they're going to take the baby out of Teresa and put it in Kristen.
Oh, brother.
Does that make, I mean, is that even
and how
possible?
Are they
going to,
Oh, jeez.
Or is that realistic
I guess,
all? I don't know. In the world of soaps, maybe.
Of course.
I don't know. In
Days
of Our
Lives, you know, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but, and
yeah.
We kind of have the same, not the same thing, but close, the same thing on GH, where Nina, pregnancy, and then stole her baby. So it's the same stealing the baby. You know,
I haven't watched that in a few months. So
yeah, but it's a little bit of a different thing. The baby was already born. She just stole the baby.
Oh.
But anyway, kind of.
Do we know yet who's the father?
No, we still don't
probably
know that. I missed Friday's show, so I'll have to. I think Jamie's going to call in. I know she watches DH, so we'll have to bring her on.
So, because I didn't see some of the shows. So Teresa's just going to turn out that, okay, she's pregnant, then all of a sudden she's not pregnant, and somehow mysteriously the fetus got taken out of her and put into Kristen? I mean,
yeah,
really?
I don't know they're going to explain that. And isn't Kristen supposed to leave? So she's leaving town with, he told Brady she's taking a part of him with her.
Oh, my God.
On the phone. Oh. Yeah, and then he was talking to Maggie about that. He goes, Teresa was acting kind of strange and saying some strange things or something. I said, so does that mean she's going to turn up again with the baby in a couple of months or years, or, you know, she'll be back again.
Gosh.
She'll be back. So I don't know how, or is Teresa going to forget what happened to her? Like after they take, you know, they're going to probably make her forget what happened and that she was even pregnant, that she even knew she was pregnant, I guess. Maybe Dr. Chyka still around, or is he dead?
That would be cool. I like Dr. Chyka.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't kill him, did they? Is he still around somewhere? One of the mirror guys.
I'm trying to think. I think Chyka got, I can't remember if he got killed off, or Jen probably knows. She's in the chat room. Jen, do you remember if Dr. Chyka got killed off? I can't remember if he just escaped or if he got killed off.
I think
but
he escaped, yeah. I can't remember. I'm lucky I can remember what happened to a couple of days ago.
I know. These days. Same here.
Yeah. So did you see Jordan and Clyde? Did you see Jordan and Clyde?
Yeah.
I guess
so
she was great.
She shows up. Yeah.
Nick, go ahead. Did you want to tell that?
Well, I'm sorry, but, I mean, I know she's gone. I mean, I know Chriselle's gone.
She's
going to
be gone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
I saw that storyline coming a mile away.
I mean, this has been one of the worst. I mean, I love Clyde.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love Clyde, and I'm excited to see him and Kate. But I just, the Jordan character has never worked for me ever, not since day one. And I feel, you know, I don't know, I'm no hate towards Chriselle, but, you know, it's just one of those things where it's just, I don't know if it's the character, the actress, the combination of the two, but it's just never worked for me.
Well,
and
it was the whole story,
so,
too, and the whole thing with Ray just didn't click.
Well, the way they've dragged
you know,
it out.
And they drug
like
it out too long.
A story that we already knew a long time ago something happened. You know, it's just like, yeah, and it's to the point where we really don't care. You know, at this point, I'm rooting for Clyde, and I mean, I'm not.
Well, I kind of guessed it. Didn't you guess it? He was abusive, and he probably abused her, too.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing. And she wrecked the car. So. Yeah, she was upset with her mother for staying with him. And they probably got into an argument. She wrecked the car and her mother was killed. And he's trying to blame it on her and take the blame away from him.
Yeah.
It's like a typical, you know, whether, I doubt when she's not going to shoot. I don't know how she's going to leave, though. I don't know. Maybe she's the one that's killed.
Yeah, I don't either. Because, I mean, she doesn't leave for quite a while. So.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, Clyde was looking good there in his little wife beater top there.
Did you see him in his little white beater shirt? The Days of Our the Day of Days is going on today, and we saw some great pictures of James Reed and Lauren Coslow and Galen Gary and a lot of people. And there's a real cute one I saw of Christian and Daniel Cosgrove. Christian Alfonso and Daniel Cosgrove. They're so cute together.
Yeah,
so, and isn't that cool that Kristen was there this year? That would have been, you know, the
She's usually at the holiday marts this time.
She usually would have been where I live this year because she's usually at that holiday mart.
Yeah, I missed her.
But yeah, I'm glad that she was there. I'll bet that was really cool for people to meet her. And I mean,
and Joe was
Hayden's
there too.
Really, Hayden's really, I think Hayden's pretty popular. I think people are really liking the pairing. I know I do. So, oh, Jen in the chat room. What, Jen wasn't sure if Sheikah is still alive or not. I just can't remember.
Yeah,
seemed like he escaped, but then he might have been killed eventually. But I just have a feeling he could always resurface. I mean, he works for the Demiras, so. Let's see. But yeah, the whole Clyde, there's just no, I mean, with Jordan, it's just like, I always am like, who cares whenever she's on screen? I just really am like, who cares? So, and I like, it's funny how Abby goes running over to Eve's house to like, you know, stick up for JJ, and she has no idea what happened or anything. And I thought, wow, for the prude that Jennifer is, she sure raised a couple of pearls there with JJ and Abigail. you know, having affairs with EJ and Eve and everything. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. Who else was on? I'm trying to.
Okay, well, the whole Chad and Ben thing, how Chad set up Ben. But he was playing, you know, Ben gets a call from the landlord. He thought he had this apartment, but he said no, and he had talked to one of the owners, and he talked to Chad Demira. Of course, Ben, you know, thinks that, because of Abigail. So he goes over and punches Chad. They get into a fight. Chad more or less says, oh, no, it's because I own the Demira building. But, you know, Chad was playing him. You know, he could have said that at the beginning, but he didn't say that. And he was also saying that, he was Abigail's first, and he kept egging Ben on. So there was that little confrontation there. And, Chad and Jordan are kind of getting involved, but of course we know that's probably not going to last.
Ben is awesome, but I don't see any chemistry there either.
I just don't get it. Do you like him as the new Chad?
Oh, I love him. I think he's great. I love him. Yeah, he's a great find. He's really talented. You know, and he has chemistry with just about everybody but Jordan.
So what's that telling you?
Yeah, exactly.
Either that, he might get back in. I'd say he might even get back with Abigail. See, and I can see them.
I can see them. Yeah, I can see them. They'd be cute together. Ben, I like Ben for some reason, but I don't see chemistry with him and Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, they're cute together, but I don't really see chemistry with Ben and Abigail a whole lot. I mean, they're cute, but I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, I kind of like, one of these things, they kind of grow on you after a while.
That's true. They've kind of grown on me. Yeah.
And it's like a lot of characters. I don't like them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, like Chelsea, I didn't like her for a while, but then she grew on me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like her, then she grew on me. And then she's coming.
Yeah.
I did hear she's coming back.
Wait, who?
There's some characters that don't grow on me, and I think you know who they are. Rafe's one of them. Jordan's one of them.
Did you say Chelsea's coming back?
Not Chelsea. No, Melanie.
Oh, Melanie. Yeah.
Yeah, Melanie.
I was wondering for a second. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I know she is. But, I agree. I mean, I guess you're right. They have grown on me because at first I didn't see any chemistry, but I do like the new Ben. He's been a nice addition. And he really does look believable as Clyde's son, too, in a way. You know, they do kind of have a look like they could be father and son.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Nicole and Daniel. I think they're getting a little close. You know, they had a little conversation there about, you know, she wasn't going to judge him. Like, at first she did, you know, like, oh, how could you do that? And then afterwards she says, well, who is she to judge, you know, for everything that she's done? So you can kind of see that you're trying to get. Yeah. And I love the outfit she had on. I don't know if you saw that outfit.
I didn't see that. Huh?
Yeah. No. She always enjoy her, you know, whoever she's in.
Yeah.
And see, I just need to find somebody to put her with now again. So whether it be Daniel.
Yeah,
I do
know,
like.
I bet you they're going to try Daniel and Nicole again. You know who I feel bad for is Greg Vaughn, because he's so hot and he's so, and you know, it's like the Nicole thing, they took so long to build that up and then they ruined it. I mean, it's just a shame. It's a real shame.
Who's that? Again,
what's that?
Who did you say? I mean,
I was saying Eric and Nicole.
Oh, Eric and Nicole.
It's a shame
because
they took so long.
Okay.
Yeah, I said Greg Vaughn, the actor, but I said he's such a hot. I mean, he's so handsome and sexy and everything. And it seems they've really. I mean, I like him as Father Eric and all, but they kind of wasted his character because they had all these possibilities with Nicole, and then they ruined it. I mean, I don't understand that at all. They could have had so much chemistry and everything, and they just ruined it. So when they chose for Nicole to, when they wrote that Nicole was lying to him and stuff, that just ruined it. So I don't know. I feel kind of bad for him because I don't know who they're going to match him up with, but he's kind of out there in limbo. And what's that?
I said, you don't think that they would put them back together, Nicole and Eric?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that it seems like Nicole and Daniel are gravitating towards each other again. And I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
maybe Eric
I don't
will know. Have to get jealous. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
and then there's Brady, too, you know. He's not going to be with Teresa, I wouldn't think. Of course, maybe not. You know, Brady's stupid. Brady's still like woman stupid.
Oh gosh, he has the
he
worst.
Can't, can he
oh,
pick
gosh.
Him?
Oh my goodness, that poor guy.
I know they need. That's another waste of a good man. I mean, come on.
Oh yeah.
I mean
that's a waste of the best chest in daytime. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
well, him and Eric. I mean, him and Eric.
Greg Vaughn. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, Dave does not have a shortage of hot-looking men. It's just sometimes they don't. I don't know. They don't be right by him. I don't know. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like Rafe. I mean, Rafe was actually really interesting and fun with Kate, and I liked the way he treated her. He treated her with respect, and you know, they were funny and cute and sexy. And then when he got with Jordan, it was like all the air in the room got sucked out. You know, it was like ugh. You know, I mean, he needed Kate to spice him up, and Jordan just brought him down again. So, I don't know. It's just it's kind of a shame. But they've got a lot of talent there and good looks, but it's just they're not writing for him right now, I don't think. I don't know.
And then there's Rafe. Are they going to put him with anybody? Or he's not even been
well,
on that
I mean.
Much.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, Rafe. I mean, I'm just like, poor guy's kind of in limbo. I mean, the thing with Jordan didn't work out, and thank goodness. But it's like, you know, he's so much better when he was with Kate than he was with Jordan. That it's kind of done a disservice to him, I think, as a character, an actor. But, you know, whatever. But anyway, I don't know. So, yeah, I just kind of sense they're in a transition mode right now. So I'm hoping things heat up again, get interesting somehow. Because they haven't been real interesting lately.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. What else?
Trying to think, because unfortunately I didn't watch much of the week, so I just got tired.
Yeah, well,
I was out of town.
I guess most of the storylines that were going on is like the center around Paige, JJ, that whole story, and then, you know, the Brady.
Yeah, and Eve.
Brady and John. What other storylines are there? That, of course, I don't remember. Was there much? I'm trying to think.
Jen mentioned this in the chat room, and I was thinking I was thinking about him earlier, and I'm glad she reminded me because she just mentioned in the chat room. What the heck is the storyline with this baseball player, this mystery patient?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I mean, what's going on there?
Is he a new character? This new Asian guy? Is he a new character?
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
Then I keep thinking, I don't know. Is he really a baseball player? I don't know. Is he like a guest star or something?
Yeah,
really baseball?
Maybe,
I don't know.
You know,
I'm not sure.
I was thinking, is he a real baseball player? I don't know. I just thought that was interesting, and I wasn't.
Yeah,
sure
and
what
is it
going to
be a Jordan? You know, because at first he thought, then he thought Kayla was, you know. Because
he's
Daniel, and she's good looking. He says, no, she's a good therapist. I don't know. Good therapist. And like, really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm wondering if this is just an introduction to a new character. I mean, was that one of the new characters that were supposed to come on? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. So it'll be interesting.
I don't know. Hope and Aiden were on this week. Sometimes I get my weeks mixed up.
I don't know because I didn't.
It just seems like the only ones that stick in my mind are like even JJ.
When is it that they? I saw a spoiler that they were going to quote unquote make love soon. I don't know. I thought it was. I guess it wasn't this week. It must be next week, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So so we can only assume that Sierra will walk in on them or something. So anyway, but they are cute. They're. I'll bet it was neat to see them at Day of Days today. And Joe Muscolo was at Day of Days. He's looking good. And of course, we should go ahead and pimp the Diva of Duel blog that we will have some exclusive material from our wonderful Diva correspondents, Sherry and Sherry Henry and Carrie Garfield. They've been out there at Day of Days for us, and they're doing a great job like they did last year, and they're going to have some pictures and audio tapes and stuff of interviews that Diva Carey will be posting on the blog. So just stay tuned for that. And but yeah, it sounds like they've had a good time out there again. So we appreciate all their hard work because we know, you know, it's a fun day, but it's also a work day. You know, you're interviewing people all day and stuff. So so thanks again. You know, thanks to them for all their hard work, and we're glad they're having fun and appreciate all their efforts. Looking forward to seeing what comes out of the Day of Days event. We're hoping somebody spills something, but like last year.
I know that everybody tries to get. Yes,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Everybody tries to get them to spill something. You know.
I know. They. I'm sure they are sworn to secrecy on so many things, and it's like. It is. It's got to be hard for the actors because they're so far ahead in taping. They've probably forgotten like what's airing right now. It's probably hard for them to remember, you know. So that can be confusing for people, I know. But so anyway,
I wish I'd seen more of the show this week, but I was out of town, so I just didn't get to watch much yet. I've recorded it. But,
yeah, I'm thinking, like, we covered it. Rory. I always like Rory and Bev. And,
oh, yeah?
I don't know how Rory and Bev together might be interesting. I don't know, or Paige. Yeah. And,
yeah. Yeah, I like Rory. He's funny.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Oh, and what about Will going out to California with Sammy? And then there were some scenes with Sonny and Victor that basically Sonny was like, well, you know, or Victor was like, well,
yeah,
you should be out in California with your son, with your husband and your your daughter, not here with your business. And he's like, well, you know, Will needs to be there for his mom, and, you know, it's a temporary thing kind of thing. And I think Victor's saying, you know, why don't, and he said he's, you know, yeah, he was doing a screenplay and all, but he's mostly doing this to be there for his mom. And Victor says, how come I don't believe you think, how come I don't think you believe that, or something like that, you know? And I think they're kind of, it seems like, I wonder if Will's going to come back kind of edgy Will like he used. Remember how when Chandler was playing, and remember that period of time when he and EJ were working together, and Will got pretty Sammy-like. He got pretty devious himself, you know? I wonder if maybe they're going to, because, you know, Will is helping his family, but he's also doing this for himself. And he's gotten a bit of an ego now that he's been getting published and everything. So I wonder if they're going to, when he comes back, if he's going to be more, more like his genetic predecessors, Sammy and Kate and stuff. I don't know. But, I don't know. So I feel sorry for Sonny, though. Poor guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were good scenes between Victor and Sonny.
Yeah, it was sweet the way Victor was like, you know, you had your wedding in my house, and I know how much you love each other, and, you know, I've had several marriages, you know, some of them better than others, but he's like, you, for some reason, I feel like you guys are going to make it for the long haul, you know. And so I think it was just kind of sweet to see Victor be so, you know, paternal and, you know, I don't know, just kind of supportive and sweet with him and kind of trying to give him a reality check at the same time, you know.
Really? Maybe we can take some callers. I'm having trouble with my – are you on the dashboard, Anna? Can you see the dashboard? Because I'm having trouble, like, seeing the number, because the first caller, I lost the first caller. It was area code 845 that called in, and I don't.
They're there.
It's like I can drop.
I can bring him back.
845, maybe that was the first one.
Hello?
I think that might.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Jen.
Oh, hey, Jen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Good.
Thanks for being our resource in the chat room. So what are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I think that new guy in the hospital, I think he's permanent. I did hear a rumor about a new, like, permanent character.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he is coming in as a new character?
I think so. Maybe he's for Sonny.
It seems like I remember a casting call for somebody a while back, but I don't, you know, it's been so long. But, Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting because they were making a big deal about him being the secret person, you know, and he had to sign this confidentiality agreement and all this stuff. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. So, okay. And you said in the chat room you weren't sure if Dr. Shiko was killed off or not.
No, I know Rolf was.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about Shiko.
Yeah.
And there was some hope in Aiden.
Oh, there was? Okay, what happened with them? Because I didn't see.
They were going to have this date or something, but then Aiden ran into somebody he knew from his previous home.
Oh.
And Hope knew her, too.
Yeah,
what was up with that? I think I read something about that. What was up with that, Bree or something?
Yeah. Somehow they both know her.
Huh. That's weird.
I think there's something too suspicious maybe with how his wife died too, because we don't really know a whole lot. You know?
Yeah.
So I think there's more to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about the whole Eve and JJ and Paige thing?
Well, I love Eve, but I don't like the storyline.
Yeah.
She's in.
Yeah.
I mean, she's making Jennifer interesting again. And Missy Reeves is a great actress, but when, like, her and Eve are fighting, their sparks, you know? Are you Eve still there? Did I lose you?
Hello?
Yeah,
I was having a problem with my phone. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm having problems with this stupid dashboard too in my phone, so bear with us.
No problem.
Yeah.
So you like the Eve character? I mean, do you like Cassie playing the Eve character, or?
Yeah, I like her take on Eve.
Okay. Well, what do you think of the whole, they've been dragging out this surgery for months, and then all of a sudden she can't get it?
I know.
You know?
That I didn't like.
That was stupid. And that also means, I kind of figured the reason they were playing all that up was that someday we'd actually see her sing on the show, since she is a singer. So I thought that was kind of odd that all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, you can't sing. Ever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Oh, that was weird.
I kind of thought she'd be good with Lucas.
Oh, I never thought about that one. Huh.
Yeah.
Never thought about that one. I don't know. I just, you know, I know they're doing it for the drama and all that stuff. And I mean, I guess some people saw some chemistry with Eve and JJ, but I just, it's kind of sad, though, because, you know, JJ and Paige have this sweet little romance and everything, and for her mom to be the one, it adds to the drama for sure. But man, you know, and then he goes back to being this sweet and in love person with Paige, and I'm thinking meanwhile, just the day before, what was he doing with her mother? You know, So I mean, it's typical soap opera stuff. So I guess we should just, accept it. But I don't know.
So what did
you... Do you like Hayden? Do you like Hayden? I think they're cute.
I love them, and I loved Bo and Hope, too.
Yeah, me too. I was a huge original Bo and Hope fan back in the 80s, but I'm really happy with the way the Hayden thing has played out. I really like them.
Yeah,
I'm glad
he's like
played over well.
Yeah, he's a decent guy.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah,
he may have his wife buried in the backyard in his home. But I do, and I think I really like Daniel Cosgrove, and I'm happy for Christian too that she has a good storyline and people are liking it and loving it, you know. And I think it's neat. I'm really excited. So yeah, I think they've done a great job of, you know, converting a lot of us old boat fans into, you know, Hayden fans. So that's pretty cool.
And we're even seeing more of Kayla.
What's that?
We're seeing more of Kayla, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder where that's going. I wonder wonder if we're going to see her in a story, more of a storyline. That would be cool. And then haven't seen much of Abe lately.
I miss Abe.
I know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I mean, he did say goodbye to Sammy and all.
Either.
Yeah.
Who?
Maxine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
For Maxine. Yeah. Like, she went on a date with Abe and we haven't seen her.
We haven't.
Maybe he's got her buried in his backyard. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Abe would never do that. But,
I think we had to bring on another caller so we can get him on.
Sure.
Okay. Jane.
Sure. Okay.
Where are we going?
Jen's still there, right? Yeah.
Jane, you won't think I found her on here. Jane, hello?
Okay.
Hello?
703? Hi.
Hello?
This is Jamie?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Jamie.
Yep.
Yeah, we've been having some trouble tonight, Jamie.
I think this new guy at the hospital, I think I heard he's Melanie's new boyfriend, I think.
Oh.
That
you mean the new agent?
Yeah, the Asian character at the hospital.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. So he's going to be the... Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. So he's going to be Melanie's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. When do you know
who's
when she's coming back?
Yeah, that's the dream one.
Who's going to be Melanie's boyfriend?
The guy in the hospital.
Oh, okay. I thought they were going to
be
with Brady or something. Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. Rumor I heard, yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So I'm not sure if Melanie's coming back this week or the week after.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Hmm.
Well, oh, I don't know.
So I was thinking that Kristen taking Teresa's baby, that kind of reminds me, like, they're kind of ripping off of old storylines when Vivian took Philip away from Kate, you know, and planted.
That's right.
Vivian Kate. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're kind of ripping off of that storyline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My question is, who is the worst mother, Teresa or Kristen?
That's a great question. Jeff.
Lesser of two evils, like John tried to think. Who was the lesser of two evils for Brady?
Oh, my gosh. That's a good one, Jen.
I don't know.
All I can say is, poor kid.
Yes.
All the mothers in Salem all. I mean.
I don't know. That's just weird all the way around. I don't know. It's kind of strange, too, because Eileen Davison's going back to Y&R. So she's going to inevitably have to come back at some point then, right? Or I don't know.
But
I mean,
think going away with the baby.
I guess they're just leaving the door open in case she does come back.
Right.
Huh.
Mm.
Well, I wish Philip would come back. I wish J. Kenneth Johnson would come back.
Yes, as long as it's him. We don't, not the other one.
We want him back with, do we want him back with both legs working, or do we want him to have a limp still? I don't know. I mean, it was kind of back and forth. Kind of depends on the director and on the writer. And
yeah, I'm working at Titan.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm getting the sense that we have a lot of really good-looking men on the show that are flapping around Salem with not a whole lot to do.
They're all going to waste here.
I'm thinking it's about time for like a group, men's group yoga / therapy session.
Or Dave's calendar.
When was the last time we had Shirtless Tuesday? I mean, it's been a long time. It's been since that spa that Maggie owned that we've seen all the men like half naked at the same time in the same room talking about their feelings while they were exercising.
I think there's more men than women on the show right now.
What's that?
There's more men than women on the show right now.
By far.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of strange. I don't know. I mean, I'm not complaining from the standpoint of they're all nice to look at, but, I mean, not a lot going on. I don't know. Jamie, does it seem like a transition right now? Like, it seems like a very obvious transition to me right now with a lot of things because, you know, they just had a huge story arc ending with Jamie and then it's like, and Sammy leaving and everything. And it seems like they're kind of throwing a bunch of, you know, kind of a crap sandwich together to kind of, you know, it seems a little bit directionless right now. I mean, after all the great writing the last year of, you know, the Nick storyline with the, you know, tossing them in the river and all the Cammy stuff and the collage.
Yeah, well, the
you know, all, I mean,
I was thinking about that earlier today, and they really had a big umbrella storyline when they did that, but now there's really no umbrella storylines. It just feels like everybody's in boxes.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think, you know, they're the best word I can use is transitioning. I mean, I don't know what the next big one's going to be, but, you know, seems like
seems like they're kind of feeling their way around right now.
Yeah, and who to put who with who, you know, what couples to put together. They're breaking them up, putting them, you know, you're not who to put together.
And I don't like Paige either.
Yeah, I know you don't
like Paige.
Well, you don't like EJ and Eve, do you? Do you like them together?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't like either of them, but I don't like Paige especially because when she threw in JJ's face, oh, why didn't you tell me that your Aunt Taylor raped your father? I mean, your father raped Aunt Taylor, and I'm thinking that's none of her damn business.
Yeah.
And she had no right to throw that in his face. It's not her business anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's the one that overheard a private conversation.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And that's her name, too, true. But, I mean, I think she's a cute girl, and she seems nice and everything. She's okay. I mean, they're kind of, but like Marianne and everything, I don't see a lot of chemistry with them, but, you know, there again,
I don't think
something
the character
kind of
really whiny.
Yeah, but it seems like,
that's
true.
Oh, JJ, why didn't you tell me this? Why didn't you tell me that? Why do you drink with those girls in the party and blah, blah, blah?
I think she looks better with Roy.
She's kind of character.
Oh, you're saying, Jen, is that you, Jen? Saying
Rory?
Yeah, but, I mean, Rory's funny, but he's dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, but he is funny. He'd always keep her in stitches, but she'd have to be sure to be the one to like, run the household, pay the bills, and have a job.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's great comic relief, but when it comes to bringing home bacon, I don't know. Not sure about Rory. but I mean, he is cute. I like him a lot. He really is funny. And I'm glad that the show has kept him around. You know, we haven't seen much of T-Man lately. I wish we'd have T on more.
I like him a lot.
He cracks me up. But yeah, so are you guys liking Billy Flynn?
I mean, I like the actor, but I don't like the way they're writing Chad right now. Just because, Carrie said last week or a few weeks ago that they're kind of making Chad EJ like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they are. They're bringing.
I
kind of
like him
more.
To me, it seemed like they should have always written Chad that way, and instead, he was kind of a happy-go-lucky, you know, kind of. He never really wore the Demira mantle, you know. It seems like now he's come back and he's basically assuming the Demira mantle. And I don't know. I like that.
Yeah,
but
the thing is, Chad is way too young. Like, it's not realistic that he's in charge of the Demiras now. Like, we need more Demiras that are older.
Well, they definitely need to bring Tony back right now. I mean, that would be a nice thing to do. But
now we all know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not after. No.
Just a shame.
I don't know if I want it to happen. I'm kind of now.
True.
I'm done. I'm kind of like. I think he's done. I think Corday's done with him. It's like I think I don't even want to see him come back.
But I mean, for the show's sake, though, I think it'd be cool if Tony came. I mean,
But Corday's too stupid to see that. You know, he's just too stupid to see that.
Yeah, even if they did bring him back, they would probably ruin it again.
They would just ruin him again.
That's true. All right. Well, I can always
better
do
off on G8. He's better off on G8 and, you know, doing other things.
I don't know about that. They kind of threw Ian Buchanan under the bus this week.
Yeah, what's up
with
that?
Oh, yeah, they did. His character is not written the way, they did.
Well, he'll eventually get out of it.
Yeah,
it seems like
they're
trying to put Lucy and Duke together now. Did you see that, Lucy and Duke?
What was that? Lucy and
I can
Duke.
See them.
Yeah.
So that could be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy and Duke appearing.
Yeah. Oh, the Anna fans, the Duke and Anna fans will go crazy if that happens.
Why
but
do
yeah.
you like Lucy, so.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the reveal?
Was this Friday? You've got to tell me what happened because I missed Fridays.
Oh, no, it was early in the week. Franco playing
one?
That video.
Oh, that. Oh, Franco.
Oh, that was
just
hilarious.
Perfect.
With
Roger
him eating the popcorn.
Yes, he is hilarious. He
yeah.
played that part really well. Yes.
Awesome.
Boy, he took everybody down. Yeah. So,
yeah, and Michael's anger at his
parents. Wait, what did he do? Because I'm like 2 months behind on GH. So what did Franco do?
Oh, Franco put a recording in Carly's ugly eye necklace and recorded Sonny admitting that he killed AJ. And Michael overheard it at Franco at Carly's wedding.
Ooh. Yeah.
And now,
I've been
and now Michael said that his parents are dead to him.
Yeah. I've been waiting for Sonny and Carly to get this for 20 years.
Yeah.
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 Well, we have one more caller.
Yeah, it looks like Michael's
going to
disown
it.
So.
Okay. I don't want
to. I'm going to have
Hello?
To go here in a minute. So.
Huh? Okay. Hello? I just.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, hi, Ken. Hey, Kenneth.
Well, hey,
Kenneth.
How
hey.
Are you?
Yeah, crazy.
Doing good.
Good.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, you guys are fabulous as usual.
Yeah, we're getting through it tonight.
Yeah. Y'all have it turned all the way up tonight. Okay, so I have a couple of answers for you.
Okay.
As I was listening, Dr. Shaika is alive. He the last time we saw him, he was with Stefano, and there was a meeting. This is when Marlena wanted to have some information to get back with about Nicole. And,
oh, that's right.
And it was a kind of like a little setup type thing, and Marlena got busted. So, and that was the last time we kind of saw him.
That's right.
That
Thank
sense.
You.
Okay. No problem. Let's see here. Someone mentioned something about the Asian guy being Melanie's significant other boyfriend.
Yeah, I heard that rumor.
He's quite, if that's the truth, he's quite a flirt.
Yeah.
With Jordan. So that's hashtag not cool. My heart's desire is to see Galen Gehring, that they do something more with him, because I think he's a great actor. I'm almost
Marianne, bite your tongue.
I'm almost.
I beg to disagree, but.
Okay, I'll put
the word great and Galen Gehring do not go together.
I love Kate and Ray. He did well with Sammy and he did well with Kate. Now, that might have been more.
Kate more so.
That might have been more of those girls pushing him, but but we also must remember Melissa Archer is coming on, and so we don't know what kind of role that she will play. So I mean, maybe you know, one of those men will be taken off the market. And this, which is my hope. And my God, I'm loving Aiden and Hope. I'm just like, God! I'm like, what took y'all so long? So awesome.
They had to find somebody, you know, that would click with Hope. You know, that people would accept him.
Yeah.
You know, accept her with. After Bo, so I guess they did a good job.
You know what? And the thing that's so interesting about that whole dynamic is I remember him from As the World Turns, and it's like I don't even remember his character per se, because, I mean, the way they have him in this character is in a totally different light, and it's so wonderful. And I think he's actually playing playing older. Am I correct?
Yeah, probably.
It's lovely. And I remember him saying when he took on that new role, and about how much of a breath of a fresh air it is, because he originated the role. So it's not like he's taking over a role of somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's him. So I like that. And there was a question about who would be the better mother. Would it be Teresa or would it be Kristen? I'm going to tell you right now, Kristen would be the better mother, and I'll tell you why. If you go back, hold on now. let me build my case. Let me build my case in the court of law before y'all sustain me or whatever else the case may be, or however they say it. But before, this is before and during the Mardevil stuff, when Marlena was possessed and stuff like that. She was one of the good girls, and she did start out that way.
Yeah.
And that part of her still existed, and I think the only reason, and I think it was more so, I think it was more prevalent than it was this time than it was the first of more so. This time than when she left for the second time, and when they brought her back the third time, they softened her up just a tad, because there was an agenda, but it wasn't totally about her. Although it may have seemed that way, Teresa Jen Lilly, who I love her, but her character is worse. Would be a lot worse for Brady than Kristen, because you know we know the history of Kristen, we know. Even before she went all the way to the left of how she was, Teresa has been. For all we know from Teresa is that she's been a bitch the whole time, and you know, I would like to think that with Kristen having a baby would be more of, I mean, it's almost she actually wanted the child. And to me, she would love the child a lot more than Teresa would, because Teresa would use it more for municipal purposes, because you know she bitch ain't got no money.
She just to get break.
Can I say something?
Yes, sure.
Oh, I think I get why you don't like Teresa, because she put Vargas, your man, in prison.
No, why did you have to bring that up? I was glorified if you did that to me.
I always have to bring it up when you call. Sorry.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I lost my damn train of thought. Okay. I'll get back to Marcus.
Yeah, you're saying Kristen really wanted a baby, where Teresa doesn't.
Yeah.
She just wants to trap Brady in that case.
Because Kristen, didn't need money. I mean, because you saw how she reacted when Brady told her, you know, I need to pay you for doing what you did for my father. And she's like, why would you say that to me? You know. Because she had money, she has resources, and so the purpose for, although she gained the child through an unorthodox way, she would love that child. She would actually love that child, because she actually wanted a child, because she couldn't have children, so she actually wanted a child. Whereas Teresa, it would have been just a bargaining chip, you know. And So Kristen would definitely be the better mother. And, you know, and I would think that returning her back to where she was would be awesome, but at the same time, you know, you would also keep the demerit part of her there, because it's what gave her the edge so much. So it's almost kind of like Marlena, because, you know, we all love, and, you know, I don't know how you guys feel, but we all love Marlena. But remember, Marlena go hard. She done shot Stefano. She done stuck needles in his arm. You know, it's tit for tat. And so, you know, if by chance, if Kristen comes back, which I pray and hope she does, because I think she's Allen Davidson is like awesome. I think that it would only do them great justice to try to return her back to, I mean, make my, basically what I'm saying, bring the character full circle is what I'm saying. Because, I mean, she was loved in the beginning, and then, you know, the whole thing with the demerit thing happened, which in a sense is justified. I mean, remember, she fell in love with John, and Marlena came in and did what she did, and, you know, and she felt like that she needed to step her game up.
So you think the next time she comes back, she'll have the baby, and then she'll be a changed person, and they'll redeem her.
But that's not what she does well, though.
You know.
Well, she may not be redeemed to the sense. I mean, not right off, but I would like to think that, you know, motherhood would soften her a little bit, because all she ever wanted really was somebody to love her. Beyond Stefano, I think the pain that she feels is deeper than that.
Well,
Tony loved her, and she dumped him for John.
Yeah, I hated that storyline.
Opportunity. Now that the defense has rested. The defense of Kristen has rested. The prosecutor would like to remind the audience that she did rape a priest.
Yeah, she did.
So, and I'm not laughing at the rape. I'm laughing at the, you know, you made a very good argument, Kenneth, in terms of between Teresa and Kristen. And, you know, I mean, one could argue that Teresa almost killed John and hoped that he would die. So there's another strike against her right there. But then again, there's all kinds of different things you can look at.
Oh.
So you make a very good argument, but I also have to go back to the priest rape and think, I don't know, Kenneth. I don't know. What is your cross examination of that?
I wish it was me she was raping. That's what I think. I know I'm on the other side of the fence, but damn, I'm making exceptions for that one. I ain't lying.
I'm not lying.
I'm telling y'all the truth. I wish that was me. I said, oh yes. Yes, do it in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yes. Honey, yes. That's what I would have said.
Amen.
And, you know, and Eric liked it. He liked it, honey. He liked it. You know, ain't no drug going to make you do all, you know, it's not going to take you all the way. It's just going to open your mind up just a little bit.
That's what Brady always claimed.
And then Brady gonna get mad. How you gonna get mad because Daniel touched Kristen? Hey, you ain't touched her. I think that's where he got mad, because he wanted some. If he would have stopped acting like that, she probably would have gave him some. But no, since she didn't do it, hell, I would have jumped in the bed with Dr. Daniel, too. Hell, I ain't never had a doctor before, no way. That would have been wonderful to have.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Y'all. I'm just saying.
On that note, folks.
I think yes. I think we've covered everything, right?
Now, someone mentioned earlier about
Kenneth's not going to get any sleep tonight, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep even better knowing that I got options. I got options tonight. Whatever. Yes,
thanks,
honey.
Jamie's dangling the Vargas thing in front of you.
My life will never be the same, I tell you.
Okay.
All right. I think, Jen, are you still on?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to wrap it up here? You'd like to add?
I got to agree with Ken.
Okay. Piling on now. All right.
That's a good choice, honey. That's a bad choice. That's a great choice.
Jamie, do you have any last parting words? Jamie, are you there? Hello? I think we might have lost Jamie.
Did we lose Jamie? No.
Oh. I don't hear her. Okay, and Kenneth, you already got your last word in.
Hold on, no, you just assuming. I'm just saying, all in all, you know, there are some things that are left to be desired, but you know, to be honest, now that Sammy and EJ, hello.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
You're back. You're on.
Oh, can I say something?
Yeah,
yes,
go ahead. Yeah, we lost you.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that. Someone mentioned Philip earlier, right?
Uh-huh.
About bringing him back.
Yeah.
I would want, it has to be J. Kenneth Johnson. Yes.
Yeah, we did say it has to be him.
Yeah.
Not the other one. Yeah, we did say that. Yeah. Yeah. We agree.
The one with the dimples, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. No.
It has to be
JKJ or...
Maybe Asian Zakariakis because they both have dimples.
Oh. There you go. Woo-hoo. All right.
Yeah, so
okay. I was gonna say, you know, now that Will is away, you know, like they
Money
say,
will play.
Yes, when the cat's away, the mouse will play. It's a great time right now to kind of take that to the next level. We need to introduce maybe another gay character or something, to make it a little bit more interesting. You know, I need some more eye candy to look at.
But I don't think Sonny's going to cheat on Will, though.
No.
I don't know.
I would hope
say,
not.
No.
Say what now?
Kind of out of character.
We got to have one faithful couple on days.
Yeah.
especially since Will's only going to be gone for months.
Well, we do have...
I was just finna say that. Damn it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta beat you.
You
yeah,
sure
Victor
did.
Meg, the other one. Yeah. The other one I can think of.
Hold on. Can we find Ann Milbauer, a man somewhere?
Yeah,
I mean,
there you go.
Maybe there's a patient somewhere in the hospital or something that we can... Because she needs something else to do. She needs something else to do.
That's her problem.
I'd like to see her. Yeah, I'd like to see her have somebody
else. She needs to get laid all the way out. That's what happened. That's what she needs, get laid all the way out.
Hey, guys, do you think she could be a child of Bill Horton's?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
That would be ironic, for sure. That would be ironic, for sure, but I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, that
but
she would
I,
end up being a Horton. Yeah, because she hates
uh-huh.
the Horton.
That would be hilarious.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what, guys, what I didn't notice? And I'm kind of, I want to apologize ahead of time, but did they just drop the whole Brady and John storyline about them not being related to anybody in Salem?
Yeah, they did it in one sentence.
Yeah.
They just dropped it.
They more or less said
that
John is not a
hero. Brady and Teresa could do it. They basically ruined the whole Santine.
Yeah.
That whole storyline went poof. In order for Brady to screw Teresa. Yep. Pathetic.
I wonder. Okay. Then that means they're probably gonna at some point if they go back and revisit their storyline, I'm pretty sure there's gonna be probably some more characters to be introduced, because at first he was supposed to be, you know, a Demerara. He was basically, I guess, the cousin because John was supposed to be Stefano's half brother or something like that, and it's just a mess. The whole thing was just a mess. But that is all that I have, and you guys know how I feel about all of you guys, especially everybody in the chat room. Y'all know I'm crazy, but I just love being me,
and I love
you guys, and I thank you guys for allowing me to be me. So, and,
thanks,
everyone. I think Aiden is supposed to do the nasty on Thursday.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking forward to it. Okay. Right. And thanks, Jen, and thanks, Jamie, also for calling in.
Yep.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.